Monday, November 8th, 2010, Oroville news, announcements, interviews, and the weather. Yesterday's cyclonic winds and rain of the entire day, now history. And today's skies, partly cloudy, yet sunny, with southerly winds 18 kilometers per hour, a high temperature of 29, humidity creating a heat index of 33 degrees, and tonight, chance of another thunderstorm, but not a cyclone, with a low of 26, southerly winds 21 kilometers per hour. And due to yesterday's heavy rain and wind, many trees and tree branches have fallen on both the low and high tension lines all over Oroville, causing the present power cut. Oroville Electrical Service Team are already checking and rectifying the faults so that power can soon be restored. Here's Bea talking about landfill.
Hi, this is Andy from Oroville Radio. I'm here on this lovely evening with Bea. We're here to talk about an issue that people don't usually address. Waste. There's been some news lately with Oroville Waste. Is this true, Bea?
Yes, this is true. There were first rumors that the landfill in Oroville was closed, and it appears that these rumors are true, that the land has been sold, exchanged, and that was at Oro Anand, where we used to dig these pits and dump the waste from Oroville, the waste that couldn't be recycled, which is about 40% of the waste that is generated in Oroville. So it's a pressing issue, and I think Lavenir is supposed to address it. The executives of the Eco Service have asked them for a meeting and are waiting for some action. And, I mean, the community should know. And, of course, the message in all of this is for us to reduce and reuse. The 40% that is going into landfill contains a lot of things that could be used for construction. And there are projects in Oroville that are trying to take as much of that as they can and use it in construction. There's pottery waste, there's cloth waste, there are many things that could be used. So we're trying for our ideal, which is, of course, zero waste. Oroville should be a zero waste community. And here's a chance to address it and look at it, because it's going to be hard to find another landfill. And the real question, again, is, do we want to do landfill in Oroville? We should try for some alternative solutions.
Bea, what does this mean for the interim, meaning right now? If we don't have landfill space, when I throw something away in my trash, where is away?
There is no away, as we all know, but it goes to the Eco Service. And at the Eco Service, there are six women who are sorting through your waste and taking out the recyclables, the things that can be sold and will be taken away. But then there's the rest of it. So that's what happens. And right now, it's just piling up there. So there's the stack is growing, and we haven't found, no one has found a way to take care of what's accumulating.
And how many more days would you say are left before that accumulation outgrows the Eco Service building?
Well, I have no idea. I mean, the world may end in 2012. We don't know. But one thing we do know is that if we keep throwing away as much as we're throwing away, it will keep piling up until we find solutions. And who knows what that solution is, but it depends on each of us, and each of us has an essential role in this, because that's something we can control. We can control our waste, and we can take care of our waste, and we can sort our waste and make sure that we're not part of the problem, but we're part of the solution.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bea, for joining us at Oroville Radio.
You're most welcome. Anytime.
This, one of Sri Aurobindo's thoughts and aphorisms, accept the world as God's theater. Be you the mask of the actor, and let God act through you. If men praise or hiss, just remember that they too are masks. Take only God within for your critic and your audience. You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Any information, questions, comments, contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.